Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Ow!
You amateurs, apparently.
Oh, my God. We want to talk to you people. You have to admit that you're kind of an idiot. And then you've been hurt by food.
Yeah, we've been consuming food for how many years now? We still don't have it down. You're still making mistakes.
There's just certain foods
that
are destined. Like, you reminded me of one just now. I would not have even put this on my list, but that is the most hurt I've ever been is
Amen.
From the food you just said.
Yeah.
Which is?
The pizza roll. The little pizza rolls. Right? It's like you said. You can leave them sitting on the counter for 6 hours to cool off. They'll be cold when you touch them.
You can walk up to it and touch it.
Yeah.
Like, put it up to your face. There's just nothing left in it. And as soon as you put it to your mouth, this little pustule of grease and nuclear hot tomato sauce, like, just fires.
Yeah, it's like magma.
At the speed of light. Yes. Into the roof of your mouth, and you're just like,
That's why I can never fully enjoy them, because I don't trust them.
No, you can't.
It's all trepidation.
You know what you have to do? You have to, and this defeats the entire purpose. You have to cut them all in half. The only way to successfully eat a pizza roll, and I'm going to tell you, I thought I'd beat the system, and like, you get them all out of the oven, you arrange them on your plate or whatever, and you get your little cleaver that you go, and you just cut them all in half, and one of them will inevitably still, like, not give up the ghost. It'll squirt. It's not by your mouth, but you'll have an acid burn on your leg.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm going to beat the pizza rolls. Cut. Ah!
They just jump up and get you, man.
Pizza rolls, they should have Mr. Ick on
warnings,
the cover.
The bags of,
it's just
for each roll.
This is.
And then you brought up another one real quick that's just like it. It was because they don't have them anymore. The old McDonald's apple pies.
Oh,
right. They're so awesome.
That had to be why they got rid of them.
Yeah, because it's searing magma.
All of the restaurants copied the thing. It was like, we have a pocket of magma that we'd like to sell you. It's fruit flavored magma. And I swear, I would buy like a Big Mac Happy Meal or whatever. Get the whole thing. Set the apple pie on the roof of my car in the middle of winter. Drive 147 miles an hour so I know it's cold.
Right. It just gets you. That hurts.
So we got talking about this, and we want to know what food has hurt you. There is a potentially explosive batch of tomatoes.
Yeah, canned tomatoes.
The good news for you is, unless you live in the UK, you're probably, or you get your tomatoes specially shipped from Woolworths, you're not going to have it. But they're SPC Ardmona, whatever that is, whole peeled, vine-ripened tomatoes. They said a packaging problem has been detected. And they're under pressure.
Oh, like too much. They added too much pressure.
There shouldn't be any pressure in when have you ever taken your can opener and opened soup or tomatoes and have it go, psh!
Oh, that'd be cool if it did.
But it's spewing tomato around you. It's like, psh!
And so this one, will it just explode on its own then?
Yeah. I don't know. That's what they said.
Hey, dude, you can't get tomato sauce out of anything, man. Once it's in, it's just hard. It's like acidic, and it's just
it's just gone.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's bad. Now we have the 15 food related injuries we want to get into.
Well, see, now you're a cook, so a lot of the cooks will understand.
Every single one of these I've done, I think. The number one food injury is pizza, and it's the exact same concept of the pizza roll. Hot Pocket is the same.
Yeah.
The point is, you see, when your cheese is magma, you know not to touch it because you can tell it's hot. But then you see the cheese has cooled, and what you don't understand is tomato sauce? It's like waiting for nuclear fallout to go away.
Yeah.
It takes 50 to 60 years for tomatoes to cool off. That's not an exaggeration.
You're right, and that layer is just hiding underneath
cheese.
Man.
Like, it's just, you know what this cheese is? It looks like snow. This is like snow cheese. You could totally eat this right now. I promise.
And then it just...
And when it gets on you,
hellfire.
The cheese acts as like a stickum and holds the... It's like the kid, the bully in school who held you down.
Yeah.
And the other kid came and robbed your lunch money.
Cheese set the hook.
Yes. And then the other kid comes up and just like singeing you like, ah!
They're in cahoots.
I hate cheese injuries. Jalapeno hands.
What is that? You're supposed to wear. You know, you're supposed to wear protective glove wear.
You're really supposed to cut with your knuckles. You're supposed to put your hand
like they do on TV.
Like they do on TV.
Yeah,
I'd love to see you.
Tuck your fingers under.
You don't go forward like that. You go backwards.
I go every direction.
Oh, I'm just like a typewriter cutter. You watch me cut jalapeno. It's happened to me 1,000 times. And the worst time that food injury has ever happened to me. Is I don't even want to say.
Oh, when you were naked.
Yeah, I was preparing food.
Sanitarily, apparently.
I wasn't naked at the time. Oh. But then I decided to.
And then what? So we're. Not...
I had some alone time. I had a little extra time
with the jalapeno hand.
I didn't realize they were jalapeno hands until it was way too late. And you're like, this feels different than normal.
You're supposed to like dunk it in milk or something. Does it take the sting out? Or
trust me, I did.
Okay.
Which is when she got home.
Huh.
What are you doing? I'm like, never mind. I had a Hot Pocket for lunch. Jalapeno eyes. That's another food.
What is that? A squirt in your face?
No, you've touched anytime you've cooked with a jalapeno. Like you'd have to rub lemon on your hands and even washing that pepper oil won't come off your hand.
You're supposed to wear protective eyewear too, aren't you? When you're dicing.
I would give almost anything to watch you cook.
Because
it sounds to me like you've got gloves on.
Ski goggles too.
Yes. I want to see you like get your spelunking gear on and make me some salsa.
You're supposed to do that.
Popcorn eyes. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
You get steamed from staring immediately.
Oh, the bag. Yeah. Oh, when you open the bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
Yeah. Just.
This isn't a food injury, but have you ever done open the dishwasher at the wrong time?
Uh-huh.
And the magma just...
Oh, yeah, just full face.
And it's the steam and the... Yeah.
I just wanted a cereal bowl real fast.
Yeah, oh, my God. Speaking of cereal bowls...
What? Oh, yes.
What cereal has injured you the most?
To me, it's Cocoa Puffs, Trix, but probably Captain...
What is it, Lil D?
So my daughter came running up to me the other day, and she was like, my mouth hurts! And I was like... You ate Captain Crunch, didn't you?
It's Cap'n.
It totally was.
Yes. Yeah.
It's Cap'n Crunch.
That hurts. It rips you up.
It's the nacho cheese Dorito equivalent.
Oh, yeah.
Because those things, other than the puffed ones, which they took away on purpose because they weren't causing enough injuries, the puffed ones are the only ones that didn't hurt.
Well, the other day, Lil D came in because he had like Dorito jammed between his gums.
I did, right? Like between my gum and my tooth. It just like snuck right up in there, the little corner, like little ninja star in my mouth.
All right. So we've got a whole list of things and we could keep going, but this is what we want from you. Be it Doritos, we want you to tell us what happened to you. How did food harm you?
Yeah.
If you got the jalapeno junk injury, we'll take your accounting of it. What if you've been injured by food? We'd love to hear your story. Erica.
Yai.
Food injuries.
Okay, well, speaking of fish, my fish recipe to cook salmon, I do it in the microwave in a glass bowl with saran wrap over the top. And I was pulling it out
delightful.
Of the microwave. Well, it is, so I bet you it's better than your fish.
I bet it's not! Let's have a fish off! All right, sorry. Sorry, that escalated faster than I wanted it to. I'm sorry.
You got aggressive there.
It did. I'm sorry.
I pulled it out of the microwave, and when I went to take the saran wrap off the top, I didn't move my hand out of the way, and I got second-degree steam burn.
It's the Steve opening the dishwasher burn.
Yes.
It is.
Just real fast.
It's like that like with Old Faithful or whatever. It's just full on. Yeah, you have to go to the hospital for that?
Yeah. Well, I waited like a day or two, and then I went to the doctor, and they told me that it was second-degree burns, and it hurt so bad. I mean, I have a child, and that pain was worse than childbirth.
Dang. Wow. That'll teach you not to microwave your salmon.
Yeah, that's how most of the good steakhouses do it. I just want to make sure what kind of microwave you bought there for the salmon. I don't want them cedar plank or nothing. I want it in a glass bowl with... I want somebody wearing steamy gloves. That's a good food injury, though.
Ouch.
Thank you, Erica.
Yeah.
I'll put my recipe against her recipe.
Okay.
Oh, Christina.
Yay.
Injured by food.
So, you know that sub shop that has all the hot sauces lined up along the counter?
Sure.
I've been there about 100 times and didn't realize that they have little stickers on the back that tell you how hot they are. Uh-oh. So every time I go there, I grabbed three, you know, start shaking them on, do the first two, take a bite, no big deal. Third one, as soon as I stick it in my mouth and take a bite and swallow, I literally can't breathe. It is so hot. Ooh. I literally cannot breathe.
You went ghost
sauce. Turn the
sucker
around as I'm, yep. Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
It's like a ghost pepper.
What?
Oh. It's on the whatever that scale. There's a name for the scale, and somebody's probably tweeting it to us right now, but it's like, it's that Fujitsu is how they do tornadoes. There's a scale, and that one is like, it will, yeah.
And that's pleasurable? How's this pleasurable?
It's pleasurable for people watching you go through it. what happened?
Place on your lunch hour, yeah. So I just stood next to the soda fountain and stuck my entire head underneath it, nice. Trying to drown out the pain
God.
Everyone in this thing is staring at me while I can't breathe and I've got tears swirling down my face.
Oh my God.
Like you put your head in there and just went for it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's kind of awesome.
I couldn't breathe.
Holy smoke.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Why are they serving these things?
Well, because there's some people who want it.
Like, why?
I don't. We have a friend who likes it. His name is Ben, and he's kind of an idiot. thank you. Kristen.
Yai.
Food injuries.
Okay, so my best friend back in college came home drunk, goes to the microwave and puts top ramen in for 8 minutes. Pulls it out, drops it on her foot, completely disintegrates the top skin of her foot. They don't even have the level of first degree, second degree. They don't use that terminology back in New York. And it's like out of a horror film. It's as if her foot was the only thing in a fire. It was bright red.
Oh, it's brutal.
And the skin was gone.
Gone, instantly, just gone.
So it's down to tendons and just like you can see.
Oh man, it's like Terminator. Down.
Yeah, totally.
Just down to the
like red light on her foot. Like meep. Did she eat the ramen then? Or
yeah, was it the shrimp?
Because
that
one's
good.
And has no recollection that it even took place. Woke up the next morning with bandages and pain, and was like, "What's going on?" And doesn't even remember going to the emergency room or anything.
That's a good drunk. If you can get burnt that bad and not even remember it, wow. Thank you for the call.
That hurts.
Ramen. I think that was a little long to leave ramen because it doesn't. I don't even.
Yeah, it's like a minute.
I don't think it takes that long even on the stove. So the microwave, you cut the time down by like a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a nuclear bomb in there. Emily.
Yay.
Injured by food.
Yes. I was opening this a giant can of chocolate sauce at work. I was a barista. Turned the can opener too far. The lid fell in. I was trying to pull it out.
Nope, leave it. Just leave it there. Just losses. Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I ended up with stitches in both hands, and I had to have them both bandaged for like 2 weeks. It was pretty great.
Oh. Not to mention you ruined the whole can of chocolate sauce anyway with your blood.
Sacrilegious.
I ruined the people who were waiting in line for coffee. I ruined their day a lot more because I looked like Carrie with blood running down both my hands.
You know, I'm feeling a tea day coming on. I haven't hydrated with enough water. No coffee for me today. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and then I couldn't do my job for like 2 weeks because I had bandages on both my hands.
Yeah, you're worthless to everybody at that point.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the call. You know not to get that. Like, I know you open tuna cans and stuff. Just if it goes in, just leave it. Just you didn't.
I go in, but I know I can do it correctly. Yes, I can.
If you go in with something else. Go in with a fork.
Finger. That's all you need. I'm a pro.
All right, I'm a bro. I've got a whole bunch of cans that are halfway open like that.
Hey,
I'm bringing them on in. You can get whatever's in them. You can have it. Jen.
Yay.
Food injuries hurt. Bad.
Well,
ouch.
It wasn't to me. It was to a friend a guy I went on a date with, and we went to a fondue spot.
Yeah.
And at the end, when they have the dessert, they bring out the chocolate with the flaming liqueur on it, and they bring out the marshmallows, and he was roasting his marshmallow. It caught on fire, and he didn't like it that burned, so he brought it back to blow it out, and it hit his nose. Lit his nose on fire.
What?
Marshmallow on the end of his nose, and of course, I burst out laughing, which was the worst thing I could have done. But it was, and he had a red nose, like a burn on the end of his nose, for like a month and a half afterwards. Of course, It was right before Christmas, so he got the nickname of Rudolph.
Oh,
I was going to say, you stayed with him after that?
Dude.
Well, for a little while, but not too long.
Marshmallow is the exact same thing as what we described earlier with the cheese on the pizza holding the burn on you.
Yes.
I'm surprised we're not just inundated with s'more injuries. Amen. We could do a whole day on.
Right? Those are killers, man.
Because the outside of the marshmallow is deceiving. It looks like it's hard, and inside
is just this massive fire.
Lava, nasty white. Blech.
Ouch.
Well, and I still have a vivid picture of him with toasted marshmallow burning on his nose.
Literally, his nose was like flaming. It was on fire.
It was flaming on his nose, yes.
And you laughing is probably the worst thing a human can do. But
yeah, he is pretty humiliated. But, you know, what can you do?
Not laugh. Thank you for the call, Jen. That was awesome. Connie.
Yay.
Food injuries.
So when I had my first apartment, I had like a cast iron skillet and a hot pad. And I was baking something in the oven and I went to grab it out. And the hot pad missed and I cooked like a 3-inch section of my palm. It was horrible.
Cast iron, the genius of it is, it holds the heat forever. And once your hand's on it, your hand is meat. And you're like, unless you got a spatula handy, you're on it.
Dang.
I could hear it like doing that.
Oh, did it brand like the brand name into your palm forever now? It's just like,
what is my brand name? That's funny.
I honestly thought it would scar it, but it's fine now.
It is. Oh, you're not hideous. You don't have a
right.
I'm not permanently marred.
Skillet hand.
Yeah, it's like, my hand modeling days ended that day. Wow. Thank you for the call, Connie. Dan.
Yeah.
Food injuries.
15 years ago, I was cooking for my now ex-wife, then girlfriend. I was wearing a leopard print see-through man thong, and that's it.
Hey, Dan, is that foreplay for you? I'm trying to figure out. I mean, so you were, okay. Please tell me you're not making bacon, because I mean, it's the oldest joke in the book, but you really,
bacon, so.
Never cook bacon scantily dressed. Okay, so.
So that happens, cooking some, spaghetti things like that, and she's having a good time watching. I believe she was, or she's laughing at me. But as I get done trying to strain out the spaghetti, I strained a little too fast into the sink, it all splashed out onto my junk. Completely, first and second degree and everything, and I was squirming around the ground, and she was just sitting there laughing at me, which is probably why she's my ex-wife. So.
Did it sear your little leopard print onto your junk? I mean, did you have, like, leopard junk then?
Da-ba-da-da.
No, it's I still have it. I don't know why I still have it, but it's still in shards.
Oh, my God. You get burnt?
It's junk. Third degree?
No, it wasn't third degree. It was definitely a little bit of scarring, but yeah, a little second degree.
Holy owie, because
you how to cook.
Strain slower.
Not even pasta.
I was dumb. I had a little too many beers, and it happened.
Thank you for the call, Dan.
Yeah.
We all got the visual, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Food injuries.
Okay, so I was on a date at a sushi restaurant, and I had never been there before. I got a really complicated roll, and what happened was that the actual seaweed in the roll got stuck in my throat. Wouldn't go up, wouldn't go down. And I actually had to get the Heimlich maneuver on the date.
No, you go.
It was just the seed, the black kelp that's kind of around the outside, like it was wedged.
Lodged. Oh my.
And it doesn't really disintegrate.
I thought I was going to die. and my date was like really kind of not nice about it. And so this random old man next to us was like, do you need help? And like started to give me the Heimlich maneuver. And my day was so embarrassed that he left.
But you were still choking? And he's like, out the back
door. This is so gauche for you to die on our date.
Oh my God.
How dare you?
I was alive. And then he just kind of was like, he left. I never heard from him again. And it was really, really awkward. It's the story that my friends tell all the time.
Broke up over dying.
Yeah, it was the first date, too, so at least it wasn't
interesting.
What a tool!
Yeah, Slacker can't eat sushi either, so it's just like...
Oh, my God. That's a food injury, all right. Yes. Thank you for the call. I know we're missing some food, so if you want to add to our food injury list, we'll take that online.
Facebook.com/SlackerAndSteveFans. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.